Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. Coming to you live again from Cat Harpin, Virginia. I'm sitting here in the Connie Shack getting ready to, have another show. I just finished my little espresso, and I guess the big issue for tonight, the moss. Should we build a mosque a couple of blocks from ground zero? What are your feelings on the subject? Let's get everybody talking about it. 4107, the call-in number is 347-945-6713. Some night if you want to try me on Skype, you can do it at 410-773-9941. I got a chat room open, so if you want to roll into the chat room, the first topic on the agenda, what do you think about the mosque? What do you think about what Newt Gingrich had to say? Is building a mosque next to ground zero the same as putting up a swastika next to the Holocaust Museum? Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House of the United States, thinks it is. What do you think? Newt Gingrich thinks that if Japan wanted to put up a monument at Pearl Harbor to the guys who died attacking the battleships, would we allow them to do that? Or if U.S. citizens of Japanese heritage wanted to do that, would we let them do that? What do you think about what Gingrich had to say? Oh, another big piece of news today, the Blago verdict. 24 counts. They found them guilty on one. Lying to a federal agent. The judge is going to declare a mistrial on the other 23. Really, really stunning. Very, very hard to believe what's going on in the Blago trial. He says he's appealing. He says he's being persecuted. What do you think? 347-945-6713. Let me go in the chat room. Still no guests in the chat room. But if you're out there listening, wait 1 second. My speech was slurring a little bit because I was missing an appliance, but now everything's back to normal. Come on, I need some help here. 347-945-6713. You can also reach me on Skype. You also can... I don't go on AOL very much anymore, but I got a spot there. Hey, everybody, guess what? 9,437 listeners just before I came on the air. I thank every single one of you. And the big question is, who is going to be and when will it occur, the 10,000th listener to Norm at Night? That will be a really big day when we hit listener 10,000, and it shouldn't be long. No question about, we'll make it before September 1st, at least if our rate of increase continues at the same pace that it has been for the last month or so. We're gaining about 1,000 a week. So sometime next week, we should reach and surpass the 10,000 mark. 347-945-6713. Voice your opinion about the mosque issue. What do you think about what the president said? Should the president even be getting into this issue? Is this a local issue? The only people who should be concerned about this, are they the people who live in New York City? It's a very, very interesting question. Or is it? Should we even be talking about this? 10% of the country doesn't have jobs. A lot of those people are probably never, ever going to get another job. Maybe we should be talking about that. Hard to say. This is your opportunity to say something about it. 347-945-6713 if you want to join the conversation live, or you can go to the chat room. Let's see if we got anything going on there. Hey, the guest with no names arrived. Welcome. A shout out to you. I'm real happy. The Blago verdict. I don't know. Maybe that's not even worth talking about. What is worth talking about? You tell me. 347-945-6713. That's the number. When I have somebody to talk to, we can go back and forth off each other. Until I got a live caller, I'm going to stay with the people in the chat room. Well, pretty quiet in there, too. Oh, well. Let's go back to the switchboard. Norm's ideas about the mosque. I was just listening to Joe Scarborough castigate Newt Gingrich for what he called the decisive things that he had to say. I'm really starting to get worried. Because I don't think Newt was that far off base. I mean, what if somebody owned land next to the Holocaust Museum and they wanted to put a swastika up on the front of their house? What if somebody wanted to do that? Excuse me. Or what if a U.S. citizen of Japanese origin put up a Shinto shrine in Pearl Harbor? What if one of them did that? Do they have that right? Does it make any difference? You know, people are talking about Newt Gingrich and the crazy ideas that we're in this clash of civilizations. Maybe it isn't such a crazy idea. I hope it's a crazy idea, but what if it isn't? There's over 1 billion Muslims in the world. 1 billion. That's a one with 9 zeros after it. Four times the population of the United States, give or take a few hundred thousand. We can't kill them all. So what are we supposed to do? Do we take the Gingrich route? Do we take the Obama route? By the way, his popularity's now hit a new low. He's down to 42%. I mean, what do we do? I need your opinions on this. 347-945-6713. Let me see if we're getting anything in the chat room. Still nothing in the chat room. And what do you think? We spend millions and millions of dollars on this Blago trial, and now it comes back hung on 23 counts, convicted on one. The prosecutor is vowing to have another trial. Are we persecuting Mr. Blagojevich, or Blago as he's commonly known? What's your opinion on that? Should we retry former Governor Blagojevich? God, I can't even say it. Should we retry Blago on those same counts? Still, I got five lines open. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. Oh, another miserable day in the Washington metropolitan area. Miserable. We're back in the 90s. Unbelievable that on Saturday the temperature was 76. It was the first day since June 15th that the temperature had been in the 70s in the afternoon. Since June 15th! That's pretty hot. That is pretty, pretty warm. Oh, a little note here. A shout out to everybody at the Blackthorn Tavern. Don't worry, my good bud, the Baze, is on the way in. A shout out to Baze. If you're listening to me on the airplane, you should be landing in Baltimore pretty soon. And to the Baze and his daughter Izzy, a shout out from Norm at Night of that there is no question. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at work. I don't know. That's right. You're gaining 3 hours, so you just might pop right up tomorrow and be at work. I'm not getting any activity here. Maybe we should move on the topic. What do you want to talk about? Well, since nobody seems to want to talk about Blago, let's make it an open mic night. Well, it's always open mic on Norm at Night. Hey, here is a real interesting idea. I was talking with a colleague today, and he teaches American government. And on the first day of school, he was going to give a test that counts. And it's going to be the test that they give you when you become a U.S. citizen. I think that's a pretty interesting idea. And I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't know if I could pass the U.S. citizenship test. I'm going to put some music on while I go look for it. How about I ask some Irish people? Yeah. Yeah, I was having some trouble with that music. I'm sorry. I was off the air there for a little bit. I hope that the music kept playing for you. I'm back in now. All right, I'm back on the air. I'm really apologizing for this. Somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713, so that I have somebody to talk to. I'm going back. Well, I don't know where the chat room is anymore. I don't know. I'm getting all fouled up here. We got about 40 minutes left on the show. All they keep doing is trying to get me to become a premier host, but I'm not sure I need to do that. I got 5 lines open. I don't know if I still have a chat room or not. Let's see what's going on here. Hey, guest 4350, welcome. Now I don't know what's happening. It's all because I tried to go look for this freaking citizenship test. I'm still connected. I think I'm good. Why does it somebody give me a call and make sure? 347-945-6713. I'm not getting to the chat room all of a sudden, and I'm very disappointed in that. Now I think I got 3 chat rooms open. Okay, can you hear me? Somebody in the chat room, if you can hear me, just say you can hear me. Guest or guest with no name, guest 4350, can you hear me? Oh, gosh, getting to stay on these days is harder than getting Blago convicted. Now I can't. There we go. I'm still connected, so I'm assuming I'm going. 347-945-67. Hey, I got a caller coming in. Hey, go ahead, Southern California. Glad to hear you.
Hey, how's it going out there?
Well, I was just started having a little trouble. Have you been listening?
Well, I heard you were going to...
916?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
916, are you there? Hello?
You might have cut me off. I'll call back. How's that sound? Yeah, you can't.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Then we're good. I don't know what's going on. They keep harassing me to become this premium member, and nothing ever seems to work.
Hmm. I don't know.
But we're closing in on that 10,000 listener.
Ah. Well, from what I've heard, you know, there's a whole lot of government people out there, and they keep hiring more to listen in on our communication.
And they do. It's the only way to get down the unemployment rate.
Yeah. Well, you know. Hey, we should apply, probably. You know, I could listen to
Hey, why not? Hey, so what
radio.
Do you think about the mosque? Should they build the mosque down there at, Ground Zero?
I don't have a problem with it. You know what that mosque is, the whole thing? It's just more conservative.
What?
It's conservative chum. They throw it in the water, and every time the White House
fights
that.
Oh, conservative chum. What?
That's all it is. Just like
so
the
what did you think of what the president had to say?
I think, the thing is, I don't think he should have responded at all.
There's the government listeners again.
He shouldn't have made any response whatsoever. It's a closed deal. Let the mayor of New York deal with it. And here's another thing. I'll just throw this out there for your listeners. At least 40 Muslims, other than the terrorists, who were working at the towers, died. And at least one emergency medical tech, who was one of the first responders, died.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I don't know if anybody heard me.
I just got cut off again.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you say something controversial, one of the government listeners chimes in.
Well, okay. But like I said,
I better be careful. Somebody's going
to
show
me. Well, then, do I have to repeat that for you or what?
I didn't hear what you just said, so.
Okay. Here's what I said. I said at least 40 Muslims were among the 3,000 people, workers at the trade center, died, and at least one.
Let's not forget the 13 in the plane.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the terrorists. I don't want anything. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Americans, Muslims who died.
Well, first of all, I don't think everybody working in the World Trade Center was an American.
They weren't, but at least 40 innocent Muslims died in that incident, and at least one American emergency med tech also died on the scene. He was with the firemen and the policemen. Not big numbers, but, you know, so, you know, the whole point is that it's blocks away, something like 600 feet away from the point, you know, the epicenter, point zero. And the other is that it's so insignificant. You know, like I say, when I call it chum, and I won't just call it chum, it's fucking crap. It's Fox News. It's the bullshit that they throw out every other month. I don't care if it's Sherrod or Acorn. You know, this crap gets tossed out to the people all the time, and we're all supposed to get excited about it. In the meantime, they passed this health reform that's going to cripple the country in 4 years. Hey!
Wait. You sound just like one of the naysayers who said Social Security was going to bankrupt us before 1940.
And wait till you see what Obama comes out with when his commission is done in December. You think he's not going to slash and cut Social Security? It's going to be horrible. Nobody's going to like that.
It is not.
Yes, he
is.
He
is not.
Hey, he hasn't fulfilled any of your promises, buddy. You're still in Iraq. You're still in Afghanistan.
So, hey, what do you think out there? Has Obama done nothing for his people? 347-945-6713. Don't everybody call at once.
He's a shill for corporations.
A shill for corporations.
That's his whole government. That's his whole staff. He's extended the neoconservative agenda. That's pretty much it.
So now Obama's a neoconservative?
He is in terms of foreign policy, absolutely. He has done exactly the same thing that Bush would have done, or Cheney, or Bill Kristol. He's no different whatsoever.
I'm trying to get the U.S. citizenship test so we can have some sample questions.
Those things are the most simple, basic things in the world. There's no depth.
Okay, question number one.
How many stripes are there on the flag?
Actually not, but it's close. What's the colors of our flag?
What's the colors?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Yes, I mean, come on. I mean, these are not. I mean, I understand the need for a test, but that's ridiculous.
That. How many stars are there in our flag?
Which year? Currently. You know what I'm saying. I mean, these are questions that are. Any kindergartner or first grader should be able to answer this stuff.
Okay, so how many are there?
There's 50.
Okay, what colors are the stars?
They were white the last time I looked. I only got two flags hanging in front of my house.
What do the stars on the flag stand for?
They represent the States of the Union.
And how many stripes are there in the flag?
13 big ones.
No, there are 25.
Stripes?
Yes.
You said stripes.
Right. 13 white?
Jesus Christ, you're kidding me.
Red, 13 are red and 12 are white.
Oh, my God.
Right?
There are 13 stripes in the flag. They represent the original 13 colonies.
And what are the other things, then?
They don't count because if they represent the original 13, that's all it is.
Red, how many stripes are there in the flag? Oh, 13.
No fucking shot.
All right, I got that one wrong.
You got that wrong. I'm shocked.
I thought the white ones were the states and the red ones were the blood.
No. Oh. Where does that come from? Wow.
Who do we get independence from?
British.
You don't understand. Who is the president of the United States?
Obama bin Laden.
Who is the vice president of the United States?
Biden bin Laden.
Stop. But I was talking to a teacher today who on the first day of his government class is going to give the U.S. citizenship test.
Wow.
And count the grade.
I imagine, I hate to think. I mean, how terrible it must have been.
Well, I'm dying to find out what the result is.
Yeah, I know. Because this stuff is, like, really, you know. I always thought those tests were kind of a joke because of the questions that you just repeated were with all this insignificant, memorabilia, I don't know what else to call it, because if they don't know, I mean, why not ask questions about the Constitution and the, you know.
Well, how long do we elect, who elects the President of the United States?
The Electoral College.
Okay. For how long do we elect?
4 years.
The President.
4 years.
And who becomes President if the President should die?
The Imam of Alexandria. No, you know, Vice President.
Okay, and what is the Constitution?
It is the law of the land.
How many branches are there in our government?
Three more than we need.
What do we call a change to the Constitution?
Amendment.
What are the three branches of government?
We've got the executive and the legislative and the judicial.
And what body is the legislative branch of our government?
That would be the Congress.
And who makes the laws for the United States?
The Congress.
What two houses make up the Congress?
The Senate and the House.
What's the duties of the Congress?
Uphold the Constitution.
To make laws.
Make laws, right.
Who elects the Congress?
The voters from each state.
How many senators are there in Congress?
100.
Can you name the two senators from your state?
Yeah, I have to hold my nose, though.
Who's the other? Barbara Boxer, and who's the other one?
Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, that's right. Maryland is Babs Bukowski, and I never can remember the guy's name. I even sent him money.
Ooh.
Why can't I remember? He's from Baltimore.
Oh, John Waters.
Now I can't think of it. Anyway, how long do we elect each senator?
6 years. I don't know.
How long? And what about a representative?
They get two.
2 years.
Right.
Kid, you're banging these right off.
Yeah, well, I did stay awake through some of grade school because that's where I got all this.
Well, it's really interesting. This year I'm going to be instructing a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds in constitutional history.
Mm. Yeah, you remember. I went to a public school, but we had, like, one class. It was like just one semester of civics, and that was it.
Right. That's exactly right.
And I think it was around...
I do remember civics.
Yeah, 7th or 8th grade, boom, you got it, and that was it. But a lot of it you already learned before you got there, so, you know.
I think I lost you again.
I'm here.
Oh, all right. Well, because it's acting really funny. It's cut me off twice. I'm convinced. Well, it could be the computer, too, because I keep trying to... They keep putting this advertisement where my...
Yeah, there's these pop-up ads that keep... I'm not actually logged in, but I remember pop-up ads all over the place.
Hey, I've been reminded by a regular caller that it's been a great few weeks for seafood. The president ate shrimp near the Gulf and then had filet of sole at the Ramadan dinner.
Jeez.
Oh, the three branches of government, by the way, are Curly, Larry, and Moe.
Well, I'll tell you, if Obama can't be a Muslim then if he's chomping down on shrimp.
hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Somebody says, I'll bet Norm knows what the hammer and sickle represents.
Ooh, I'll bet. That's good.
Oh, man. Yeah, the hammer is the industrial workers and the sickle is the farmers.
Oh, yeah. There you go, buddy.
Mm. Oh, man, they're giving me a hard time in the chat room today.
Yeah.
I'll bet ass Norm what the hammer and sickle represents.
I like that.
I do like the chat room.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people. Hey, guess 4350, don't just sit there and join the fray.
One thing I thought was funny when, the fires that have been going on in Russia.
Now it's radioactive.
Yeah, you know, the government made the announcement that the wheat crop would be reduced significantly. But as an underline, they put, however, vodka production will remain on schedule. There will be no shortage. What I didn't know.
I've been invited by a group of my friends to celebrate my 60th birthday at Russia House. Downtown.
You know, I didn't realize how significant the wheat crop was in Russia. That they are, I think they are the major exporter of wheat.
Right, and they used to grow most of it in the Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's not theirs anymore.
Well, sort of, no, it's there.
But I'm betting it will be again before my son dies.
Mm.
Well, I mean, if he lives a natural life, which I have no reason to believe he wouldn't.
Mm. So, yeah, I always kept thinking of, the U.S. and Argentina and Australia used to be big, but they've had drought for years now, so they don't have the output they used to. And India has a significant wheat crop. In fact, they have a huge surplus, which is just rotting in piles. Just giant heaps of it, and they have no storage for it. And there's nothing but rats.
The problem with wheat is it rots very easily, so you got to get it milled and kept in an elevator.
Right, right.
Which was invented where?
Well, I don't know that we build those things anymore. But
they're sure not killing them very much.
But whenever. But see, this is what happens when you have an economy like India, where it's a demand economy, it's pretty much socialist, government run, and they screw up,
Hey, come on, somebody else, give us a call, 347-945-6713. Let's make it a three-way. All these thousands of listeners, how about some participants?
Yeah.
I might have to play that, what's the guy's name? The German guy.
Oh, Max Rabe.
Max, yes. That's right.
I don't know if you, I'm sure you get PBS, in some
way. I don't have a TV.
Oh, jeez. Well, he had a one-hour special that was on. I just watched it last week. I thought it might
really?
Be. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he toured.
What's his name again, Max?
Yeah, he toured a couple years ago.
His last name, Rabbi?
R-A-A-B-E.
R-A-A-B-E.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure that's the spelling. I think about maybe 2 years back, two, 3 years back, he toured the country and played Carnegie Hall.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, we got about 20 minutes left, so what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
What about Blago? Did you hear?
Yeah.
He got convicted of one count.
Just one count, and it's a short term, and he'll appeal it. But apparently they want to go after. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens there. But that looks pretty good for him, I would say. You know? I mean, I have no opinion one way or the other.
The branches of government.
Yeah, well, anyway.
That's pretty funny.
But obviously there should be a lot more depth in that test. I mean, knowing colors of flags and stars and stripes. Come on, man. That's peripheral. That's not important.
Okay, what would you put on the citizen test?
Well, I would ask them to define things for, you know, like First Amendment. Okay, what rights are protected? And then not just have them memorize what rights are protected. Okay.
All right, what rights are protected?
And then now, I don't want, you know, I want you to describe what is free speech? What is freedom of religion? What is the Commerce Clause? You know, on and on. They need to really know what's in the Constitution. And if they can't
do
that.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. So if you're born here, it doesn't matter what you know. You're just a citizen.
Well, according to the 14th Amendment, yes, that's correct.
At least the way it stands now.
The way it stands at the present, yes.
Hey, everybody out there, what do you think about that? Should we change the 4th Amendment?
14th.
If your parents aren't citizens, it doesn't matter if you're born here?
14th Amendment. And I tend to think, yes, just because you're born here,
So you think all those people whose parents are illegal shouldn't be citizens?
There ought to be a path to citizenship, and I believe there is one. I mean, certainly.
Wait.
A whole lot of people.
So you're in favor of changing the 14th Amendment?
Well, I think that if a child is the parent of two illegal immigrants, the child is also illegal. He keeps the status of his parents. If one of the parents is legal, or naturalized American, whatever, then I don't have a problem. But if both parents are illegal, then I don't see where you can extend rights beyond the status of the parents, no.
Hey, everybody out there, 347-945-6713. The caller from the coast says, change the 14th Amendment. We all just heard it. Who out there agrees with him? Let's go see what's going on in the chat room. Dr. Laura decided to end her show at the end of the current contract.
Oh,
breaking
really?
News on CNN. Storm, an open spot on the mainstream air. Oh, God.
Too many N-words there, huh?
Could you imagine? Actually, I'd have to be on Sirius for the hours.
Yeah.
Replacing that. Oh, too bad I didn't get that PhD. That one could be Dr. Norm.
Yeah. Well, hey. Well, do you need a PhD?
It's not too late. It's not too late.
Well, I can
Actually, I went to Golden Corral tonight because I felt like steak, and you can eat as much as you want for $10.
Yeah.
And it actually was pretty good tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's better than others. Today was a really good night.
Yeah. I've been getting steak very cheap. T-bones for $4.99, New York for $3.99. You know, if I have steak at least once or twice a week,
I could eat steak forever.
Yeah, I don't eat it, the way I could, let's say. You know, I want to try to keep the pounds down a little bit anyway.
I like it almost raw.
I tend to broil
Running straight from the chat room. We should sell citizenship. If you can pay, you're in.
Oh, we should sell it. Oh, all right.
If you can pay, you're in. That'll fix up the economy.
Isn't that kind of like, I don't know. I don't go for that. That doesn't work for me at all. But I do think when you come here, you know, there ought to be, for the average immigrant, you ought to have some means of survival. You know, I mean, education, skills, jobs, whatever.
Everybody says that. You got to have some means of survival.
Yeah,
well, if you don't have a means of survival, you die.
You know, we do. Right. Well, you're going to die anyway, unless you're just here to get the benefits, you know.
Right, but, I mean, if you can't feed yourself, you're going to die.
Yeah, well, you know.
Should we let them die? You know, should we have the, what do you call the, what's that truck that goes by and picks up? Should we have the roadkill truck for Mexicans?
Well, let's face it. I mean, most people here, whether they're legal or not, people don't die of starvation in the United States. I mean, I don't see anything like that, and I never have. We do have people who are undernourished, who could use more food and medical care and all the rest, but, you know, generally speaking, if you're poor, you do rather well here. Compared to poor people everywhere else. So, I think that, you know, now we have to make a distinction. I mean, we do have people who come here for political asylum.
Well, all I should say
that's
is
another
in honor
entirely, of course, you know.
In honor of all the Mexicans who are here in America, I am going to open a Corona right here on the air.
Oh, gee.
Here, listen. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah.
Shut.
Well, I'll say this since, you know, having lived in California for as long as I have, I've obviously met a lot of illegal immigrants, Mexican and whatnot. And my general impression or observation is one that they tend to work very hard, take any job at all.
Hey.
You know, they tend to be very productive, honest working people. And I'm saying that's my general impression over.
Someone says we should change. Wait. Somebody says we should change the name of this largest country club in the world to the Darwinian States of America.
Oh, all right, well.
And another caller chimes in, no dos equis. Now, I like Corona. Without the lime.
No, I'm happy with my screwdrivers tonight. I admit, I got a really nice drink here. long as my ice maker holds up, I'm in business.
Hey, do you still have one of those big cork backgammon sets?
No, I just have the small one. I haven't played backgammon in many years. And, you know, I can't find anyone around here that even knows it. Now, we have a chess club.
Uh-oh. Colin just chimed in. New citizens should have to prove their worth by living in Buffalo before we let them explore the rest of the nation.
Yeah, if you can survive in Buffalo, I think then you made the grade. poor Buffalo.
Oh, no, they pick on Norm, they pick on Buffalo. That's right, I found my first hammer and sickle in Buffalo working at the steel mill.
Oh, really?
So I guess that was the hammer.
Yeah.
I never did pick vegetables out in Eden. I guess that would be sickle.
Yeah. Well, I remember my mother telling me that when she was a kid that during the summer all the kids, teenagers and whatever, would stand on corners and trucks would come pick them up, and they were the farm workers. They went out to
do the harvest.
Oh, absolutely. So the harvest was always done by underage kids. No insurance, no nothing, and who knows what they got paid. And that was the labor force.
JetBlue's hiring flight attendants.
Oh, really?
That's what just came across the chat room. I don't know if it's true or not.
Oh, I couldn't do that, you know. It's too hard for me to pretend to like people. I can't do that, you know. I just, you know, after all the years of having to do it, you know, now it's like, no way. I'd be dumping coffee on everybody's lap. That wouldn't last a day.
Well, Brett Favre is playing with Minnesota again. It's official.
Oh, that's good. I like him.
Oh, yeah, JetBlue just had a recent departure from their ranks, and the guy went down the chute.
Yeah, well, I guess he's getting a reality show now, or it's in negotiation.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think so. But on the other hand, I like it, you know, grab two beers and slide down a chute and say, you know, screw you.
After dropping a few F-bombs on the crowd.
But I wonder, but it was one customer that ticked him off. And see, I don't know anything about the case itself. I mean,
what happened was, you know how when the airplanes come down and they tell you, please don't get out of your seat till the plane stops it?
Yeah.
Well, this lady from New York, probably from Long Island. Wheels touch down, she's out of her seat getting her suitcase out. So the guy went to tell her to sit down. She pulled the suitcase out anyway and hit him in the head.
Oh, man. Oh, I'd sue her. I'd be all over her. Oh, yeah. Did anyone arrest that lady? I know that's a violation.
No, I'm sure they didn't arrest the lady. Anybody in the chat room know? Did they arrest the lady?
Sure, should have. Don't let that slide. Of course, if he was abusive toward her, I guess that would open up some other cases. So, but nah.
I don't know, but it always pisses me off when everybody stands up.
I just sit there
until they're all off the plane.
And I'm never the first one. You know, all those people stand in line, they want to be the first one in. You know, it's like when I fly on Delta, I have gold medallion status. So after the first class people go in, then I'm supposed to go in, you know. And I don't see the advantage of going into your stinky goddamn airplane before everyone else. And I don't see the advantage of standing in line with 100 people. So
Wait. Flash from Minnesota. Every time Favre comes back, Congress should consider pushing back the retirement age for Social Security.
Well, that's it. Now, that's an interesting issue. Do you think they're going to raise it to 70? Or something, you know, between 67 and 70. It may not go to 70.
The first thing they should do, you should pay Social Security tax over $100,000. That's the first thing they should
do. So you want to raise the cap. Okay, I don't have a problem with that, you know. I don't make $100,000, so I don't give, you know. And it's what, 3%?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's 3.2%, I believe. So anyway, I don't have a real problem with that.
Oh, and another caller just says, as we're talking about airlines, how can you possibly pre-board? How can you board before you board?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, anyway, we got about 3 minutes left. Anybody got anything they want to say? Anyway, you got 3 minutes, 347-945-6713. So the big questions of the day, what were your feelings about the mosque? What did you think about the president's speech at the Ramadan dinner?
Yeah.
What about Gingrich's characterization of, if you let him build a mosque, it's like letting us put a swastika next to the Holocaust Museum. And
let
put up a monument to the fallen at Pearl Harbor.
You let Fred Phelps do those demonstrations at veterans' funerals. Does that say something about free speech in this country? That we're tolerant enough to allow that? Even though if you put that up to a vote, 99.9% of the people would vote against giving him that right. In fact, most of us would put his ass in jail. But anyway,
thanks for calling. We'll see you next week. I'm going to go out of here on a little music tonight. Everybody in the chat room, thanks a ton for calling in. It's gotten a little lively after we've been on for a while.
Yes, it is.
Guest 4350, thanks for coming. Guest with no name, always good to have you in here. And 916 from California, great to hear from you again. And we'll see you all next week. This is Norm signing off from Cat Harpin, Virginia. It's been a lot of fun tonight. Here we go. Here's Maps.
Take care, man. Good night.
Good night.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
That's all
I'm
we
getting
wrote for
the
tonight. Trying to turn off my show.